organization was Mosley Patricia, M-O-S-E-L-A-Y, Mosley. Patricia is P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 9/24/39. Date of birth is 1/25/13. Please make a copy of this for Dr. John Jackson. J-O-N Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Dear John, thank you for sending Patricia Mosley for pulmonary dilation. Next is present illness. This is a 72-year-old, no, I'm sorry. This is a 73-year-old female with a history of COPD, has had shortness of breath with activity, and and a cough with mild wheezing, as well as postnasal drip. The patient has been on patient has recently been on prednisone for an episode of bronchitis, and she also has been treated for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She did lose some weight, up to 15 pounds. And she does complain of mild reflux symptoms and arthritis of her extremities. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, as well as mild hyperglycemia. She has a history of insomnia, and she had a cholecystectomy in 2008, as well as a gastrointestinal stromal tumor that was removed from her stomach wall approximately 5 years ago. She was also treated for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 06 and is known to have Waldenstrom's macroglobulinemia, and took chemotherapy for a period of 4 years. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, the patient smoked 2 to 3 packs per day for 15 years. And then quit in 72. Alcohol is occasional, moderate. Next, alcohol use daily, moderate. Next line, family history, father had history of lung cancer, and the mother passed away from heart disease. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has fatigue and mild weight loss. She has had double vision, no cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has had urinary frequency and burning, and no asthmatic symptoms, but has had a persistent cough with shortness of breath. She has abdominal pains, heartburn, diarrhea, and no constipation. She has had no jaw pain, staff muscle pains, or palpitations. She has had some depression and easy bruising, joint pains, and muscle aches. No seizures or headaches, no memory loss, no blackouts, and no skin rash with itching. Next, medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Crestor 10 milligrams daily, Ambien 5 milligrams HS. Next, physical exam, this elderly, average about 5 centimeters, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 135 by 80. Pulse is 68. Respirations are 20. Tension 98. The weight is 148. Saturation 96. HGND is non-spalic. People's reactive and equal. Throat is clear. Nasal mucus injected. Tongue moist. Fundi, no change. Next up, no bruise, no lymphed node, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with an increased GP diameter with fair lesions bilaterally. No crackles on either side. Heart sounds regular. S1 and S2 are heard, no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft and protuberant. No mass, no megaly. Extremities build no edema, normal reflexes. No gross motor deficits. Next, cranial nerves are intact. Rectal exam is the first, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Chest X-ray done. Chest CT done more than a year ago suggested a ground glass infiltrate in the right upper lobe. Patient did have a PET CT done in September of 2012. It showed no evidence of uptake in any of the lymph nodes, and no abnormal pattern was seen in the chest. No abnormal pattern was seen in the neck, lungs, or abdomen, or pelvis. The next paragraph. Impression number one, COPD with chronic bronchitis and chronic cough. Number two is hypertension. And number three, history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Next paragraph, lung patient. We had a pulmonary function study done today, and it showed normal spirometry. She was advised to get a CT scan of the chest to see if there's any change from a previous CAT scan. Then she is having a persistent cough, and in the interim, she was given a Proventil inhaler, 2+ Q6 or PRN. And a follow-up visit to the range of approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Dr. Susan.